Welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Last week, we started working our way through Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, for which Britten borrowed a tune by Henry Purcell and wrote variations on it to introduce all the different instruments. There are four instrumental families in the orchestra. Last week, you heard about the woodwinds and strings. This week, it's percussion and brass. First up are the French horns. Brass instruments are made of metal tubes. But with brasses, what you see is not what you get. The instruments are all a lot longer than they look. Most of their tubing is wound around and around, which makes the instruments much easier to carry and to play. The highest member of the brass family is the trumpet. Valves are another thing that makes brass instruments easier to play. Valves open and close off different parts of the metal tubing. The same bigger is lower rule that applies to all instruments applies to the brasses, so the longer the tube, the lower the sound. Instead of valves, the trombone has another trick up its sleeve. On the trombone, there's a piece of metal tube that slides in and out. As the tube gets shorter and longer, the pitch goes up and down. That sliding piece of tube is cleverly called a slide. Here are the trombones playing along with the lowest brass instrument of all, the tuba. It's huge. Then, Britten moves on to the percussion section. Woodwind, string, and brass instruments are all named for what they're made of, but percussion instruments are named for how you make the sound. Percussion means striking or hitting, and all percussion instruments involve something hitting something else. For instance, drums use sticks to hit a piece of plastic or animal skin stretched across a hollow piece of wood or metal. Woodwind, string, and brass instruments can all play a melody, but most percussion instruments can't. Here's one that can. Timpani, also known as kettle drums because they look like giant copper kettles. Cymbals are two pieces of metal that are played by striking each other. Listen closely. Between the cymbal crashes, you can hear the largest drum in the orchestra, the bass drum. A tambourine is a small handheld drum with jangly metal discs attached to it. That was a triangle, a piece of metal that's shaped like a triangle and struck with a small metal stick. Wires called snares just under the drum head make that rattly sound and give snare drums their name. I think you'll recognize the xylophone. Xylophones are made of tuned pieces of wood. You play melodies on them by hitting them with a mallet. Britten also demonstrates a few other percussion instruments along the way, and then has them play together. After that, Britten brings back all the instruments, one by one, very fast, and then he brings back the original tune that he borrowed from Henry Purcell. Can you hear which instrument family gets the tune? The brass instruments play the main melody this time around, and everyone gets into the act at the very end. Benjamin Britten's Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, based on a tune by Henry Purcell. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me again for more Classics for Kids.